Renee has been through a long and storied career in Hollywood, like Garland had, and I'm sure carries her own glories and scars from that period, Gould adds. I think she was probably mining some of that as well. Growing up in Katy, Texas, with a Swiss father and Norwegian mother, Zellweger had every intention of becoming a journalist until she took a drama class at the University of Texas and was hooked. She won her first roles in 1993's Dazed and Confused and Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Next Generation before making the move to L.A. She was working as a bartending assistant when she was cast in 1996's Jerry Maguire, prompting a deluge of memorable roles, including Bridget Jones' trilogy and 2003's Cold Mountain, for which she won an Oscar. Along the way, she had high-profile romances with Bradley Cooper, Jack White, Kenny Chesney, they were briefly married, and Jim Carrey. When she decided to pull back from acting in 2010, there wasn't a reason not to, she told People in 2016. I didn't have children or an established relationship that dictated I make different choices. And because of the choices I was making in the life that I was living, I had no time to develop that. Away from the spotlight, she learned that I like being privately creative very much, she says. Then it was high time to get a dog again. Now, the actress finds peace and solace in the simplicities of everyday life at her house in a quiet canyon in L.A. If you've ever had a bad day, normalcy is pretty darn good, she says. Zellweger credits her family for keeping her most grounded, and the dogs certainly help, she adds. Just little reminders of what's truly valuable. Currently single, she recently split from musician Doyle Bramhall II. Zellweger has learned that love kind of stays, she says, and that over time, even when you think it's gone, reflecting on it, it's still very much there. It's kind of great, actually. Moments of bliss for the actress are now mostly experienced at home with her pups by her side. Just yesterday, she says, I was playing the piano, and I was looking at Chester and Ellie, who were looking at me. The sun was setting, that pink sky, and I was just thinking, yeah, we're good.